Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker István Kovács, representing Hungary at the Future Frames program of the festival this year. So first of all, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And the film that you're screening here, that you've directed, is called A Siege. Now, just for the benefit of our listeners, would you mind maybe introducing it a little bit and just tell us a little bit about it before we can just start talking in more detail?
Of course. Our movie is about... we have a female character, a female hero, who lives in the city of Sarajevo, and she wants to feel herself woman again, so she tries desperately to find water. Yeah. And then she had to use the radiator water because during the siege there was no electricity, water, or food for months. And then very soon bad scars appeared on her body. And that was the core of our film and the idea behind it. And we started to work with this material. It was a memoir which was told by my teacher. Oh. A few years ago, yeah, and ironically, I haven't found the original book, which has this little story in it. Yeah. But we started to work with this core, and then developed the whole film afterwards.
But I'm curious now, why exactly? I mean, is there a personal connection that you have to this story, or perhaps even the historical moment that it portrays?
Well, I have connection because I was born in Yugoslavia. Mm. And I was there for 20 years, the first 20 years of my life, and then I left for Hungary.
All right.
So as a Hungarian minority, I always knew that I want to work with this material. But a long time passed and nothing was that interesting, or not that interesting, nothing was that influential on me that I felt that I would be working with it. And then my teacher told me this story, and that was the point when something clicked in my brain and okay, this is it. And also I think it has a lot of relevance to today's viewers, and also in a historical perspective it is very interesting that we had a war in Central Europe 25 years ago, after 50 years after the Second World War, and horrible things happened there, and the Western powers were just watching it for years. So
yeah, I don't think we've gotten over it yet. It's pretty shocking, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I think that we have to make movies about it. We have to tell these stories to the audience, because right now war is very near to us. If you think about Syria or Ukraine, or, you know, in a lot of places, to be honest, in Europe, there are a lot of tensions. Yeah. A lot of tensions. So anything can happen, and we are having a very convenient life in the 21st century, but we have to know these stuff.
So, I mean, obviously, then, therefore, by what you just said, you do believe that cinema has that power to communicate to audiences and to people.
Yeah, I'm very sure about it, and well, this medium is I think the... It has the most, I think it's the best way to connect to people. Mm. Because it's audiovisual. It's like you go into a movie theater and you just take away for 2 hours, or in this case for 23 minutes. Right. But you know, it's amazing that people are giving their times to you. Yeah. And then think about your movie. So,
but it's fascinating because, I mean, you're portraying something so epic of such magnitude. We're still talking about it, and it's still, as I said, we're still shocked by what happened. But I also feel like you're getting an essence of it. It's a very simple kind of storyline, if you think about it. I mean, it's also quite traditionalist. There's that woman looks for water, you know. But that's why it's so powerful, right?
Yeah, I always try to find simple stories, very simple stories, because I think those are the strongest stories. Mm. And, you know, to find water is so simple, and to wash your hair because you want to look pretty, or you want to feel yourself as before the war. Just want to behave like long before.
Yeah.
So... And you cannot, because the war is just there in every aspect of your life, and it was as a director it was so great to work with so little, and in the meantime, you tell a lot about about the situation.
So in other words, I mean, that's also another reason why you like to work with simple things, because you feel like you can add more to it.
Yeah, you can show a lot about the war with just a hair wash.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, for example, I mean, you know, as she looks for water, she meets people that I felt like sometimes were like living almost like on the edge all the time. You know, they were becoming animalistic in a sense. You know,
yeah, you're right. You're completely right about that.
Personalities. I mean, speaking of the psychological side of the story, is that another thing that interests you? How these situations place humans and how it can change their nature.
Of course, it's a very interesting aspect. How the actual behaviors are changing during the war times, and what are your values before the war and after the war, or inside a war situation. So we played with that theme a lot in this short, the most obvious scene is the scene with the old guy who tries to get something out from that situation with this woman. So yeah, the moral values are very interesting in situations like this, in war.
Can I ask you a little bit about the actress of this film? Can you tell me more about her?
Yeah, she is Vedrana Božinović, and when we wrote the script, I immediately knew that I want to work with the actresses from Bosnia and actors from Bosnia and Serbia. So I started to search for theater actresses, and also watch movies, Bosnian movies. And very soon I saw this very strong face, very strong woman, but in the meantime she can be very, very soft and very... She can portray like strong of a man, but in the same time she can be so fragile. And then I look up and I Google her, and a lot of photos came up, and I was amazed how many faces she has. So I sent her the script, and she said immediately yes to it. Which is great, because she has a lot of work in the theater, and also she shoots a lot in Bosnia. So it was amazing that immediately she thought that this is what we should do together. And we talk about the script a lot, about the character a lot. And then on the shooting, it was very easy, to be honest. It was like little things. That was just changing, but all the shooting was just amazing. How fluid it was.
What do you mean by the little things that were changing? Does that mean that you can be spontaneous on the set and open to changes?
Well, I'm open for changes, but my process is to prepare a lot. If you prepared everything, then you have the room for changing little things, or then you have the room for getting something new out of the situation, maybe a new input from the actors or from the location. Or if you go there without the preparation, then your mind is focused on doing the job.
Sure.
But if you are completely sure about your job and what do you want from that scene, from your actors, from the camera, from anything, then you can be free. And for example, the scene at the end with the woman and the man, and there is this little moment when he left this jar in front of the door. It was an input from the actor that he told me that I want something with me here that I left here. I gave to her. So that was the point when I started to thinking, okay, what would be that?
Yeah.
What would that be?
It's a charming moment, I think. You know, it's kind of like a positive thing.
Yeah, it is. It is, because that holds value. You know, a jar full of apricot. Mm-hmm. It's in a situation like war. You know, you cannot go there with flowers or something like that, because it's not a normal time. So you bring there something which has value, and food had a real great value at that time. So if you go there with a jar of apricot or peach or something like that, then it has some emotional, little things.
It's all about the little things, you know. Actually, that's part of the power of cinema, is to reveal those little things, I think. Just as a final question, because we are almost completely out of time, just a quick comment on your experience in Future Frames and your take on home points.
Well, it's been an amazing few days for me. It's very Karlovy Vary is very close to Hungary, and a lot of Hungarian filmmakers were here before, and I got a lot of good stories what happened here in the past, and it's really good to be here, and it's a very well organized festival. It's amazing how they the little details.
It's always about the little details.
The attention to details is very great here.
Thanks very much for joining us, man. It was a great pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.